Good morning. Good morning. This 23rd day of the month. This is the final day for this series of messages on the new man. And I would like to, this morning, take a look at the whole armor of God. I think message on the new man is not complete without taking a look at the whole armor of God. And, you know, there's no way that I can do justice in 15-minute messages to the new man and what we should be like in as far as the new man. His walking newness of life and all that. I should have looked at identity in Christ and Ephesians 2. I could have looked at the fruit of the Spirit in Ephesians 5:8, and we did probably allude to that a little bit, but yeah, we did run over that, but we did not spend much time in it. Could have spent a lot more time in that. But this morning, I would like to look at the whole armor of God, and let the time get away again. Let's get started with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, I bow before you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. You are the righteous one. You are the holy one. You are the great I am. You are the creator. You are the master of the universe. And dear Heavenly Father, this morning, so beautiful to know that I am a child of the King. I am a child of this Creator, this one who has the whole universe under His command, the one who has all the resources in the world and the universe under His control. And so, Father, thank you for making us a son, a child of the King, a child of the Creator. Thank you, dear God, for that we have access to all the riches and glory of the Father. And Lord, I pray that we could meditate upon these things. I pray this morning, dear God, as I look into the Word of God, that you would give me wisdom and grace, Lord, that you would give me words to speak, dear God, that it would not be my words, but your words, and that we could glorify your holy name today, and we could bring challenges to the people, and we could bring glory, we could bring blessings, and Lord, we could bring encouragement. So, Father, we commit these things into your hand, in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. Just to, as I was praying there, just to imagine being a child of the King, being a child of a Father who has everything, all the resources. You know, sometimes we get covetous. Sometimes we get, we wish we had this, and we wish we had that. And sometimes maybe we look on the other side of the fence and think how good that they have it out there in the world. You know, no trials, no, you know, they just do what they please, and we tend to sometimes look at those people and think that they are enjoying life. You know, there's nothing, if I am a child of the King, there is nothing, absolutely nothing that can be better for me. If I have a Father who has all these resources, don't you think, if you are a child of this Father who has all these resources under His control, don't you think it is His good pleasure to give it to us? It is. It is His good pleasure to give of His resources if we but trust in Him if we but ask. So let us come to him with all faith, believing. He says that we ask and it shall be given. And, you know, we are to have this faith in this high and holy one, the one who has all the resources. How foolish it is to trust in our own riches and trust in our own things if we have a Father that has all these resources. So let us put our faith and trust in this Heavenly Father who has at his command all the resources that we, you and I need. Let's go on into the whole armor of God. I'm sure I can't do justice in 5 to 10 minutes here to that. But finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador. And Paul says, an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. I believe when Paul wrote this, he was in prison, he was in chains. And so, to lay down our lives in such a way that we can be found worthy of being put into prison to suffer for our Lord Jesus' sake. Are we willing to stand up and preach the gospel even as Paul did? Are we willing to stand against the darkness of this world and against the evil that I was speaking about this week? Are we willing to stand up even though we may be persecuted, even though we may be excommunicated from our friends and relatives, even though our friends and relatives will look down on us and despise us and cast us out as evil? Are we willing to stand faithful and strong? Are we willing to preach the gospel in all areas, in all cases? Are we willing to share the good news with our brothers and sisters that they might not perish? Brothers and sisters, it is very serious. Take up the whole armor of God and just be faithful. Oh, that the Lord may give you a burden for your lost brothers and sisters and your family and the people around you. Take up your cross and follow me, the Lord says. Follow me. Jesus Christ. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Take up your cross and follow him. For we are engaged in a spiritual battle. All believers find themselves subject to Satan's attacks because they are no longer on Satan's side. You know, before we were born again, we did not experience a lot of attacks. We did not experience a lot of battles. But, you know, as we are on the opposite side, we're no longer in Satan's side, then We will experience battles. We will experience trials like we've never done had before. But God is faithful, and he will take us through those trials. Put on the whole armor of God. Paul tells us that every piece of God's armor, Paul tells us to use every piece of God's armor to resist Satan's tactics and to stand true to God in the midst of those attacks. Now, quickly, if I could just give you a few, go through this armor of God. Satan fights with lies, and sometimes his lies sound like truth. But only believers have God's truth, which can defeat Satan's lies. That's the armor. That's the belt girded about your waist with truth. And then the breastplate of righteousness. Satan often attacks our heart, the seat of our emotions, self-worth, and trust. God's righteousness is the breastplate that protects our heart and ensures his approval. He approves of us because he loves us and sent his son to die for us. And the foot gear, our foot shod with the readiness to spread the good news of the gospel of peace. Satan wants us to think that telling others the good news is a worthless and hopeless task. The size of the task is too big and the negative responses are too much to handle. That's Satan's response. But our response is that God gives us the motivation to continue to proclaim the true peace that is available in God. News that everyone needs to hear. You know, many of the prophets of old, they kept preaching the gospel even in spite of people mocking them and not wanting to hear the good news. And even putting them, like Jeremiah, I believe it was, that spent time in the pit, in the miry, you know, in the mire of the pit down there. But he was faithful to preach the word of God. The shield, to take on the shield of faith. What we see are Satan's attacks in the form of insults, setbacks, and temptations. But the shield of faith protects us from Satan's fiery darts. With God's perspective, we can see beyond our circumstances and know that ultimate victory is ours. You know, in Christ Jesus, we have the victory. Satan wants us to doubt God, Jesus, and our salvation. But if we have on the helmet of salvation, it protects our minds from doubting God's saving work for us. And then the sword of the Spirit, the only weapon of offense in the list of armor. You know, everything else was defensive. But here, the sword of the Lord, it's on the offensive. We go marching forth in battle, lifting up this banner of Jesus Christ, lifting up the word of God. And with the word of God, it says the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. So if you could just imagine a soldier marching to battle with a two-edged sword that's been honed, that's been sharpened to the very sharpest that it can possibly be. And he goes forth and into this battle. And that's exactly what God wants us today. He wants us to lift up the word of God. That's why it's so important for us to memorize scripture and to be faithful to study the word of God daily. And he wants us to be offensive. He doesn't just want us to be passive and to sit back and wait until something comes, some opportunity arises. But he wants us to move forward, step out in faith, knowing that God is with you and that you have the Spirit of the Word, Spirit of God, the sword, that you have the sword of God in your hands. And as you have the sword of God in your hands, you can move forth and you can, by faith, overcome. You can overcome. You can be an overcomer and you can go forth in the battles. And God is your leader. He is your captain as you go forth with the Word of God. God wants to be our God is our righteousness. God is our, the battle has already been won. All we need to do, the war has been won. All we need to be is faithful. We need to be faithful in the battle that God brings us into. We need to study the Word of God and to take up the whole armor of God. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador. Are you an ambassador for Jesus Christ? Are you working diligently in the kingdom, in the army of God? My challenge to you this morning and for this week was to walk in newness of life, to be as you are born again, that you might be rooted and grounded in the faith, and that you might take the challenge that Jesus Christ gave you, that go you out into all the world and preach the gospel. That's in Matthew 28. It's a commandment for us that we, and he tells us where to start. He tells us to start in Jerusalem. You know, just because you're not over in Africa or somewhere else doesn't say that you can't be faithful in preaching the gospel, but you need to, we all need to be faithful right where we are. We need to start at home. We need to be faithful in preaching the gospel to the lost and the dying people. So this morning, I'd just like to bring us to a conclusion here, and thank you for joining us. It's so inspiring to be able to bring the Word of God to you, and I know this is getting a little bit long here, so God bless you, and my phone number is 717-656-9576. Please give me a call, and I'd love to hear from you. And this is the conclusion of the week, I guess. So have a great and wonderful time in the Lord.